Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. This week we're looking at the question that Pilate asked, what is truth? We looked at having a love for the truth. The scripture says if we don't love the truth, God will send us a strong delusion that we should believe a lie. And then we looked at when we love the truth, we come to the knowledge of the truth and believe the truth. And this morning, I want to look at another aspect of truth. After we come to the knowledge of the truth and believe the truth, then we begin to walk in truth. John chapter 16, verse 13 through 14, it says, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. So after we believe the truth, and come to the knowledge of the truth, now the Holy Spirit comes, and it will guide you into all truth. The Spirit of truth always guides you into all truth. It will show you things in your life that God is not pleased with. It'll show you how to walk before a holy God. And John 17:17, Jesus in his high priestly prayer, he's praying for us. He says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So as we spend time with God, reading his word, the word of God leads us and shows us how we should walk. It convicts us of things that are not pleasing to God. The word of truth sanctifies us. And notice in verse 14 of John 16, it will always glorify God. The Spirit of truth that wants to guide you and I will always glorify God. It says, he shall glorify me. He, the Spirit of truth, shall glorify me. And that is a key aspect, you know, that we can judge ourselves, you know, as we walk with God. Is it bringing glory to God? Because the Spirit of truth will always glorify Jesus Christ. And the Apostle Paul in Titus chapter 1, verse 1, he starts out the book of Titus. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness. You know, that is what is missing today in our society, in Christianity, godliness, which is after truth. You know, Paul acknowledges here that his life, the truth that he has, leads him into a life of godliness. Godliness means God-likeness. And it's so sad today in our world that you see many professing Christians and they claim Christianity, yet godliness is missing. They're becoming more and more like the world. But, you know, the Spirit of truth will never lead us in that direction. The Spirit of truth will always guide you in one direction, towards more truth. And so this morning, is the Spirit of truth guiding you into more and more truth, making you more and more into the image of Christ, as the Apostle Paul writes in Corinthians, changing you from glory to glory. You know, there's higher ground, as the songwriter says, I'm pressing the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Is that your testimony? Because that is what the Spirit of truth will guide you into. And it's very important that it's guiding us in the right direction. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you. Okay.